Zog de Gemara daf tezai nomer aleph, the third line. Mishe nignaz ha'oroin. When the oroin was nignaz, so nignaz imo tzintzenas hamon. The mon that Moshe Rabbeinu had, that was the nest that stayed, that the mon remained, it was a nest that they kept the doiros. And that was nignaz. And likewise, Zog de Gemara, utzluchi shemen ha'mishcho. L'mishmeres l'doresechem, they kept the shemen ha'mishcho. Zogt die Gemara, um makle shel Aaron u procha bishkeidov. And likewise, the makle of Aaron, the staff, by Adas Koirach, and it was the edus l'mishmeres. It was kept, the makle with the prochim, the flowers, the almonds. Va'al gesheish plishtim osham lelekei Yisrael. In the times of Eli, like it's described in Shmuel HaNovi, so the argus, there was a box that they returned, and that box had all types of designs on it and gold on it, so they took it back, and they kept it and they were going as it.
What box was it?
It was a box when they returned the Oren with it. With that was also a gift, a box with clay zov that they returned and etc. Now, mi gonzoi. We're not talking about a miraculous gniza that took place, like it says by the Shorim, tovu ba'oret shorel. We're not talking about that. We're talking about an actual gniza. Who, like we said before, the floor is uneven, the balatas. So who opened up and put it in? Zagmar mi gonzoi, zagmar yoshiyoi gnozoi. Yoshiyoi, yoshiyohu was the one that was going as it. Now, the reason why he was going as it, Dr. Gemara came in Shagosh Kosuv, he saw the posuk in Dvorim that says, you will go into Golas Bovel. Why? Because he realized you're going to Golas, and if you take the Oren with you, that machlokes before. So the Madomer that says they took it to Bovel was after the Gniza Vaistois. But the reason why he wanted it to remain Gonuz and not be taken to Bovel, because it's not going to come back. And that's what the Pesach says in the Pesach Gadol. Place the Oren in the Bayis Asher Bono Shloimo. Now it was ready in the Bayis Asher Bono Shloimo. But he means to say, place it in the Gniza of the Bayis, below the ground of the Bayis Asher Bono Shloimo. Asher Bono Shloimo, Medovet Melch Yisrael, Ein Lechem Masa Bakosev. There is no mitzvah anymore of Masa Bakosev, of carrying the Oren on your shoulder. That is over. Be going as it now. So ein lecha masa bekosev, there's no mitzvah of masa bekosev anymore. Omer lehem, so Yeshua told them, in goylu imochim, if you're going to take it into Golas, lebovel, ein atem machzirin oitza adl mekoymoy, and it's not going to come back. They're not going to let you take it back, whatever the reason is. So, or the nest of the oren, it was eight in the inside, so it's not going to remain. The whole mila that wood usually rots, it won't have remained. But in the mokam hamikdash, it's going to remain. It's gone as away, it's going to be benes. Elo ato, if this is Shemal Kechem Ves Ami Yisrael, be going is the Oren, the Baish Abon Shloimo, and that will remain. Zog the Gemara. So we said again, there was a Tzluchish of Shemin HaMishcha besides the Tzintzenes Mon and besides the Oren that was also Nignaz. What is the Tzluchish of Shemin HaMishcha? So Zog the Gemara as follows. Pitum Shemin HaMishcha, how was the Pitum of Shemin HaMishcha done? What was the formulation? So the pasuk says, "Behedya va'ata kach lecho." The end of the pasuk is, "Psomim roish mordor chomish meyos." So it's 500 mona of that. V'kinomoin bosem besem machatzisoi. Machatzisoi means half of 500, which is 250. Chamishu musoim. V'knei bosem chamishu musoim. That's also 250. So it's 500 plus 250 plus 250 is 1,000. And then the end of the pasuk is, "V'kido chamish meyos." So altogether, it's 1,500 mona. 500 of Psomim Rosh Mardgar. And then, Kinomoin Bosem 250. Chamish Masoim, that is. Knei Bosem, also Chamish Masoim. And Kidu Chamish Meis. Shehein Elev Chamish Meis mona, which is 1,500 mona. Zogti Gomorra weiter. Veshemen Zayis Hin. Now it says also there was a Shemen Zayis Hin. Shemen Zayis, a hin. A hin we know is 12 lug. So Gemara Shnemas Lug. What was the purpose of the Shnemas Lug? You take all these psomim, all these spices that we just enumerated, 1,500 mona, and you cook it, pashtas, with the shemen shemes alug. Shabai shalkin as ikrin. You shalik it. Divra mei, that's a mei shita. Comes on Rabbi Yehuda and he says, no, if you're going to be shalik the shemes alug, there's not going to be any shemes alug left. We know we need the shemes alug for the Meshicha, for anointing all the kalim, the kahanim, the melachim. So how could it be that you cook with it? You cook with it, there's not going to be anything left. And it has to remain forever. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no. There was shalik all the psalmim in water. And you place a little shemen on it, but the shemen, the etz of the 12 lug remains. Or you get the reach the shemen gets from that, but not that the shemen is actually nishlak. Mishayu koilet is a reach. Once a shemen was koilet the reach, so then hoya maviroi kederach shaptomin oisin. Then we mavir the over the water, and that's how it absorbed the fragrance. Hado dechsev on this it says in the pasuk. That Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, that is the mitzvah of Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. This is how it absorbs the flavor, the fragrance. Zogdama, so we have Machlag Zomayin Abiyu. The Rameyah says there was Shoylik in the Etzem, Shnemer Saluk of Shemen, and Rabbi Yehuda says there was Shoylik in Mayim, and the Shemen was only Maver on top of it. Tonik Rabbi Yehuda Begabiloi, Shemen HaMishchas Shosem HaYishra Bamidbo, Mai Sinisim Nasa Boi Mitchila Vatzoif. The whole thing was a Maisa Nisim when Moshe Rabbeinu made it. Why? And the Gemara explains why. Shemit, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda is coming from. So Gemara Shemit Chilo Loi Boyal Shemit Saluk. There was 12 lug. Shemit Hashemit Zayis Hin. So it's Hin is 12 lug. Im Losuch Boyas Ikrin Loyas Boyas. Im Losuch Boyas Ikrin Loi Boy Sipek. Meaning, even to be Sach the Psomim in the Shemit Saluk to absorb and to cook in the all these 1500 mana, it's not enough liquid. Alach Skam Bekama. So urbalea, the fire absorbs some of it. Ve'etzim, the atzim some itself will absorb boilim. Va'yura, and the pot that you mavashalin is also balas. Umimen nimshcha mishkan v'kokelim. How do you have 12 lug left to be moishach to be nimshach the mishkan and the kelim v'ashulchan v'kokelim v'amnerim v'chokleil? Umimen nimshcha aron mekayin kol ubonav v'kolshim v'tzimei amiluim. Umimen nimshcha karam gzeilim amlochim. Future generations. So how could it be? So that's what Gemara says, Maisa Nisim. It was a miracle. It's impossible that Moshe Rabbeinu had it exist and still did it in such an oifen. Now, the what's it called? The Ponim Yofis in Pashke Siso has a kasha. His kasha is, we notice that the Torah tells us that about the Shemana Mishra, the maskunto leisatz kamoy, you're not allowed to make it and duplicate it. If you can't accomplish it, so it's not called duplicating it. If it's impossible to be done, even if Moshe Rabbeinu was benes, so where is there an issa of the maskunto leisatz kamoy? You can only do something that you can accomplish. You can't do it. What's going on? That's his kasha. Now he wants to answer. Another achrayim want to say. We notice the machlokes. Abayin and Rava is called misa the oved rachmana. Which means, if the Torah tells you not to do something, so if the Torah says not to do it, loy savid, I ovid, then loy mahani. Meaning, if it's loy ovid, loy mahani. If it's impossible, the Torah tells you not to do something, if it's impossible to do, so then you can't be oiv on the Issa. So if let's say the Shemen was benes, so that would be this man the Omer, with the makor of the man the Omer that says, that Mahani, Abaya, is from here Gufa, he says. Because Abaya says that even though it's impossible, this is Gufa the Makar, that even though it's Loy Ovid, it's still Mahani. This is Gufa what the Lav is. The Kol Milsad Omer Achmona Loy Savid is Gufa not to do it. That's Gufa.
But you can't do it. You
can't do it, even though you can't accomplish it. It's still called an Issa. Now, the Biskurov and Ksovim in the Gemara and Krisis, he says, what's the Raya? Lo'olam Loy Mahani. Lo'olam Loy Mahani. The reason why the Isra is not in the accomplishment, the Isra is on the Asiyah. So let's say it doesn't, it never can come out without an S. There still could be an Isra on the Ma'is Asiyah. So it's not a Raya, doesn't shed light on the Machlokes of Ayin Rava. Zogdik Mo'a Vaita. Melech, now we're talking about the Etzem Meshicha of the Melochim. Melech B'tchilo. Zogdik Mo'a, a Melech, the first time he's anointed, like David HaMelech, he is the one that has to be done first. Meaning the first time a melech becomes a melech, so that's when you have to anoint. So the Gemara says that when someone's father was not a melech, then tol mashicha. Melech betchila needs Mashiach. However, Melech ben Melech, let's say Shloimeh HaMelech, Pashas would not need Mashiach because he's the son of a Melech. He doesn't need Mashiach. My time, what's the reason? Zok Gemara, because it says by David HaMelech. It says by David HaMelech. It says by David HaMelech. Kum Mishocheu Kizehu. Be Moishech, David HaMelech. Kizehu. Because he's the one that becoming the Melech. So we dashen, Zeton Mashiach, Vein Benoiton Mashiach. Dafke him. He's the first one. But Melech ben Melech not. Now the Taklin Charetin is not Goris this, and he says, based on the Gemara in Krisis Daf Hei, the Pasuk says, by a Melech, Leman Yarech Yom Ma'am Lachtoi, who one of Kol HaYomim. In the Mashiach lick, the Mashiach for Bonov. Leman Yarech Yom Ma'am Lachtoi, who one of Kol HaYomim. So it's included in the Mashiach of the Father. Not because it's excluded. The exclusion is Agabe Malchi Yisrael, that don't have Mashiach. That's what the Taklin Charetin learns based on the Gemara, the Bavli. It's Machlech's Bavli Yerushalmi. That's another way of learning. But that's how he tries to minimize the machlokes, so he says you're not going to over here. Zok the Gemara, Ava koyin gadol ben koyin gadol, mashikin by koyin gadol. We don't have this din or this mute or this pasuk that says who bonav al kol hayomim. So I feel ad asar doiges ben achaben tov mashicha dafta mashicha.
Who does?
The kohen karim gedolim, even if they're ben achaben, even tenders, each one needs their own mashicha. By melachim, they don't need it either because of the pasuk of kumishachay kizehu. This one and not the son, or because statement posik be'etzim leman yach yom ha'malachtu one of kol hayomim, it's included in the Mashiach of the Father, the Mashiach of the bon of ha'malachim, and the future generations. Zok the Gemara v'kuloi, and this shemen ha'mishcha is kaim losi lovoi, it remains forever. Hado d'chsev, like it says in the posik, shemen mishcha's kodesh yezeh li l'dorei seichem, and the Gemara increases dakadashins that zeh is begamat in horius. In Hurriyas Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara Dashans, Zeh is Gematria 12. So the 12 lug remains forever. That's what it says, state in Pasuk. Shemim is Chashkosh, Yeh, Zeh, 12. The 12 lug will remain, Lederge Seichem. So in Mela, it will be, the Mashiach remains, the same Shemin. And that's what was Benes. It's impossible. It was absorbed and also remains. Zog Gemara, Eim Moishchem, Melochim, Elagabe, Amayon. Another thing that has to be done is that the Melochim have to be Nimshach on a Mayon. The Mayon is a spring. Why a spring? Because a mayan represents the simon for something that continues. A hemshach. A mayan is a thing that continues. Zog the Moshe Neymar, like it says in the Pasuk, V'ikavtem shloime b'ni al apildo ashali v'yigaretem ois al gichoin. Gichoin is a mayan. That's a mayan near Yerushalayim. U'moshach ois ashram tzadik ha-koyin v'nosan ha-novi l'melcha Yisrael. That's where we're Moshach shloime ha-melech. Now, we just said before, melech b'melech yinat Moshach. Here it says there are Moshach shloime over there. What happened to the melech b'melech? Zog the Gemara, Ei Moshach Melech Melech. Be'etzem, he wouldn't require Mashiach. Ela mipnei machloikus. Because since if there's machloikus, then there's no automatic Yerusha. The din, this pasuk that we said before, Leman Yach Yom Amlach Tuhu Bonav Akolam Ayomim. That's only when there's no machloikus. Then it's licked in the Mashiach of the Father, the Yerusha of the Son. But if there's machloikus, then it's not an automatic thing. So Mamela then Uetaka require Mashiach by machloikus. Zog the Gemara, Ma Nimshach Shloima. Why was Shlomi taken Nimshach? And the Gemara Numa, it's out of Machloikzin. Bim Machloikzin Shal Adinio. Adinio revolted. So that's why he needed a special Mashiach. Why Yoyosh? Likewise, why did Yoyosh, even though his father Achazio was a king, Bibnei Asalyohu? Because Asalyohu was claiming kingdom, the Melucha. Zogmo Yoyochos, even though Yoshua Melech was a king, he's a Ben Melech, Bibnei Yoyokim, he had a brother, a younger brother, Yoyokim. Not a young, he was older actually. He was older. So he wanted a Mashiach. He wanted a Melucha. Zok the Gemara, what about Yehu? Yehu, because of Yoram, the son of Achav, that he took the Melucha from him, so he needed to have the Mashiach. Zok the Gemara, Vaito, on the Etzim Din, that we just said that Yehu was Nimshach, Loikein Ksiv, meaning, when David HaMelech was Nimshach, it says, Ku Mishocheu Kizehu. Now, Zeh is telling us, Zeh ton Mashiacha, Vein Malchi Yisrael to the Mashiacha. Now, we just said before, this is the limud that the Taklin Charetin says, where the miut is on. Zehu means Malchi Yehuda, but not Malchi Yisrael. And Yehu, being that he was from Malchi Yisrael, so why did he need a Mashiacha? The whole Mashiacha doesn't make sense. Ki Zehu is only Malchi from David, but not Malchi Yisrael. So why do you have Mashiacha? Zog the Mora, Elo. The reason Yehu was Nimchas, Nimshach, I mean. Zog the Mora Elo. You have to learn as follows. Yoyachaz was Nimshach Bnei Yoakim Achiv Shagol Meneshtei Shonim. Now, Be'etzim, there was no Shemana Mashcha in those days anymore. Because V'lo Yoshayahu Gonzoi, we just said Yoshiyahu was going as it. So if he was going as it, how could it be that Yoyachim was Nimshach? So it must be it wasn't the real Shemana Mishcha. It was a pseudo. It was a similar thing. Hado Omgo. So you have to say Afarsim Nimshach. The whole Yoyachim was a farseman. So once Yoyachim was a farseman, so it's not schwer that Yehu Melech Yisrael had Mashiach, because it wasn't the real Mashiach. It wasn't the original Shemana Mishcha Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a farseman, which was stamped to show Gedula, but it wasn't the real Makoi. Zok the Gemara. Ein Moshechin al Melochim Elo min HaKeren. You're only Moshech HaMelech from a Keren. A Keren is something that's Choshev, not just a Pach, but it's a Keren. It's much more Choshev Kli that holds it. So, Ein Moshech HaMelochim Elo min HaKeren. Shol, Zog the Gemara, a Rai of them. Shol V'yehu Shenimshech min HaPach, since it was Nimshech from a Pach, not from a Keren, it was not as Choshev Kli, Hoysa Machus and Machus Averes. It didn't remain. Mashech HaDovar Yishloim Shenimshech min HaKeren, Hoysa Machus and Machus Kayemes, and it was a Machus Kayemes. Zogt Gemara Ein Moshech Kahanim Melochim. Oh, we know that a Melech is a Melech. A Kohen is not Shevet Yehuda. Liyosa Shevet Yehuda. So Ein Moshech Kahanim Melochim. A Kohen cannot become a Melech. Zogt Gemara Omer Reb Yoid Omer Rebbe Reb Yoid Omer Reb Avi Yoida and Tondraya Al Shem. The reason is because Shtet in Pasuk Liyosa Shevet Yehuda. So it's mashma that Meluch has to remain by Shevet Yehuda. Now, Yehuda is not the Kahanim. Zog ma Omer Rav Chiya Baravado. There's a pasuk that it says by Parsa Melech Leman Yach Yom Hamalachta Hu Vano Bekev Yisrael. State in pasuk Hu Vano Bekev Yisrael. This pasuk. So in Mizoy it has to go Dafka in Bonov, and it can't go to another Shevet. Maxi Basrei. What does it say after that? Lo Yia Le Kahanim Alavim Shevet Venachlo. So that pasuk, the juxtaposition where it's located, is telling me that Kahanim Alavim do not have Melucha. Now, the reasons are given also because he can't have two sroges. Be side kuna davoy the side melucha. So that's why the pasuk taka says it. Zog ma om Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan said as follows: when he talks about Yehoyachas, we said was nimshach because of his brother Yehoyakim. Zog ma who Yochanan who Yehoyachas. Yehoyachas had another name. His name was Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Yehoyachas' name was Yochanan. Zog the ma voksev. It says in the pasuk, "Legabi Yoyachav and his brother." It says, "Habchor Yoychanon." The bchor was Yoychanon, and then afterwards it says, "Yoyachim was the second, and then Sitkio, and then Shalom." Those are the brothers of what's it called, of Yoyachos, and it says the bchor was Yoychanon. So we see clearly that Yoychanon was older than Yoyachim. Now, if you're going to say that Yoyachos is Yoychanon, so then why was Yoyachas not Nimshach? Faket. Why do we say that Yoyachim was Nimshach? We said Yoyachas was Nimshach because of his brother Yoyachim. That was older 2 years. Well, if you're telling me that Abchor Yoychanan and Yoychanan is Yoyachas, then Yoyachim was not older. Yoyachim is mentioned over there in the Pasuk, Hasheni. We just said before that he was Nimshach because of his brother Yoyachim that was older 2 years. If Yoyachim is Yoyachas, then it doesn't make sense. Then it's clearly Yoyachim was not older. Zog the Gemara, when it says over here, Bechor Yoychanan, it means Bechor Lemalchus. He became a king before his brother Yoyachim. Not that he was older. Bechor Yoychanan, which is Yoyachas, not in age. In age, Yoyachim was 2 years older. But in Meluch, he was Taka first. Zog the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yoychanan, who Shalom Utsitkiyo? Now we're going in the name of Shalom. Shalom was Sitkiyo. The last brother was Shalom. The fourth brother of Yoyachas was Shalom. It's that Sitkiyo. So Gemara Voksiv, Hashlishi Sitkiyo V'Ravi Shalom. It's clearly different brothers. Sitkiyo and Shalom are different people. So Gemara, Shlishi Letoldeis. Meaning, even though he was the third one after Yoyachas and Yoyachim, but Lemaisa, he wasn't the third king. He only became a king the fourth. Only after Yoyachim's son, Yechonyo, became a king, only afterwards did Sitkiyo become a king. So he was the third and the fourth, meaning he was the third in chronological age, but he was the fourth in the Melucha. Zog the Gemara, Ravi So he ends up being Levi Lemalchus. Tzidkiyo was named Tzidkiyo, Shetzidik Olam Midas Adin, he was Mekabel Tzidik Adin by Nebuchadnezzar, Shalom, Shebiyom of Shalom, Machz Beis David, because Beis Mikdash was destroyed, so Machz Beis David was Nifsak over there. Zogamo, Loi Shalom Avishmei, Veloi Tzidkiyo Avishmei, the name wasn't Shalom, the name wasn't Tzidkiyo, Ela Masnayo, his name was Masnayo, Matanyo. Chahado, Dixiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayamlech Melech Bovel, as Matanya Doidoi, he was the uncle of Yechonyo, Tachto Vayasav Eshmoi Tzidkiyo. Let's see the last Gemara, Om Rav Yechonon. We bring now Machloikas, what is the Midas of the Oren? We know it says, Amasayim Bechetzi Orkoi. What's an Amma? An Amma is 5 Tvachim, or an Amma is 6 Tvachim. It is a Tzad said an Amma is even more than 6. 6 and an Etzba. So what was the Oren, what's the Cheshbon of an Amma? The Oren was an Am of Shisha Tvachim. So if it says Am Messiah Bechetzi, that means 6, 12, and another 3. So that comes out to what?
Tiny. It was very small.
Yeah, it was Am Messiah Bechetzi. Am Messiah Bechetzi, if it's 6, then it's 15. Am Messiah Bechetzi, okay. So it's 15 Tvachim. Zogma Manton, Am Shisha Tvachim, the Manton, but it says that Am was Shisha Tvachim. So Ramehi, that's Shitz Ramea. The Tanan. It says in the Mishnah in Kalim as follows: Remeya Oimer Kola Amos Hoya Beninis. All Amos in the Mikdash were Beninis. So Chamisha 5 Tvachim is small. 6 is called Beni, and 6 and a Tefa and an Etzba or a half Etzba, that's called the larger one. So 6 is in the middle. That's called Beninis. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues and Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Amos Shel Binyan were what Shisha. The building itself, the Mizbeach and the Choyma, that's Binyan. That's like a Shisha. However, shall Kalim, the Amos of the Kalim, like the Oren is a Kli, it was Chamisha. So Amasayim Vechetzi, according to him, would be 12 and a half, not 15, in Arkoi. So now the Gemara makes the following Cheshbon. Al Daita Ramei, according to Ramei, that it's Shisha Tvachim. So do Omar, Ba'amash Shisha Tvachim, my Oren Osui. So Arkoi shall Oren, what's the length of the Oren? Chamisha Osa Tvachim, like we just said. Amasayim Vechetzi. Every Amos is 6, 6, 12, and another 3 is 15. Vechsev, like it says, Amasayim Vechetzi Arkoi. Amso Ashita, one Am is 6 Tvachim. Amso Ashita, another Am is 6. Upalgas Amso Tloso. And Chetzi Amma is 3 Tvachim. So it's 15 altogether. Zog the Mogav, Arba Luchos, Hoyuboy. Now, we're going now that the Luchos and Shivre Luchos were in the Oren. So the Luach, a Luach is 2 Luchos. And another Shivre Luchos, another 2. If you put them all side by side, if each one is 3 Tvachim in width, not in length. So the Luach sitting next to each other, 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3. It's 12 Tvachim. So if every Luach was sitting side by side in a Oirech of 15, so how much was left over? It's 3 Tvachim of the room. We'll see soon, it's room to juggle out the Sefer Torah of Moshe was also there. Zogti Gemara. So according to him, Zogti Gemara, Arbas Luchas Hoyoboy. The 4 Luchas, meaning the Shivre Luchas and the Luchas, Shnaim Shlemim, 2 Shlemim, Shnaim Shvurim. The Chesiv, like it says in the Pasuk, it says, "Ve'echtav aluchos, asher luchos arishonim, luchos shniyos, v'samtem ba'orin." V'samtem is mashma that shivrei luchos also ba'orin. Haluchos are yekol echad ve'echad orkos shish tvachim. Now the oirach, the length was 6 tvachim. However, rochvoy, yegoris over here shisha tvachim. That's how all the mafashim over here on the side explain. I'm sorry. Rochvay shloisha tvachim. Together it's 6. But the roichav of every luach is 3. So 4 times 3, shivre luchas and regular luchas, is 12. So v'sein orkon, you place the luchas now. Now the gears over here is rochbon, not orkon. Sein rochbon shel luchas l'orkos shel oren. You take the roichav, the width of the luchas, which is 12, 4 times 3, and place it in the length of the oren, which is 15 tvachim kontra meya. So nishtaya shom shloish tvachim. You have 3 tvachim left over, like we said. Zog the Ma'at of Zayin Omid Beis, Tein Mehen, Chatzi Tefach L'chol Koisel. So now, since you have Amasayim V'chetzi Orkoi, so first of all, you have to take a Chatzi Tefach, the width itself of the Koisel. The Oren itself has a width, the wall. It's Amasayim V'chetzi from the outside. But the width of the wall is what? A Chatzi Tefach. So take off 1 Tefach. So how many are left over? Only 2 Tvachim. So Nishtai Shnei Tvachim, Shle Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah, Shekosa Moshe, was in the Oren, and the Gemara is going to describe soon exactly that it was there also, and exactly when the Kohen came in to read it from it, it was exposed to be able to read in a way from right to left. But the point is, that is the Cheshbon according to Rameya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, will make another Cheshbon. We'll stop over here at the top of Tezayin on Beis.